Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We have a lot to get to over the next 4 hours. Plus, says we will look ahead to Wild Card Weekend. And I can tell you from a competitive standpoint, I can tell you from a preparation standpoint for me looking into these games, analyzing the ins and outs, trying to figure out where I can find the advantages for each of these teams. This is one of the tougher Wild Card Weekends to evaluate that I've seen in a long, long time. Especially in the AFC. I have a pretty good read. I have a pretty strong feel about the two NFC games. And basically the way they set it up this year is you have the two AFC games Saturday. Bills-Texans, classic Saturday, 4:30. Saturday night, it's Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans going into Gillette to take on Brady, Belichick, and the questions are swirling around Foxborough. People wondering, will this be the last game that Tom Brady starts as a member of the New England Patriots at that stadium? The Patriots only laying 5 points. When do you see the Patriots only laying 5 points? When do you see the Patriots, for that matter, playing this weekend? That's what happened with the Miami Dolphins winning that game outright last week in Week 17. So you got the Titans and the Pats. You got the Bills and the Texans. Sunday, the NFC takes center stage. Vikings going into Bayou to take on, for my money, the best team in the NFC. I know San Francisco ended up with the number one seed. I would still argue New Orleans is a better team as the Saints are laying 8 points. And then you have Seattle and Philadelphia with the lowest line that you're going to find this week. Seattle laying 1.5 against those pesky, spunky, underdog Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sure you'll see plenty of dog masks being rocked at Lincoln Financial Field. And we know what Doug Peterson's record has been when he's been a wild card the last couple years. He's had a whole lot of success. So we'll have a lot of fun with these wild card games. We'll break them down in a little bit. But we got to begin today's show with the media tour that Giants general manager Dave Gettleman has been taking. He's been making the rounds, as they say. And I guess he feels like, you know, he's got a little bit of a new lease on life, considering that Pat Shurmur got the axe, considering that he gets to stick around, and now he's got to kind of explain to everybody what has gone wrong, what he's been thinking, and how the New York Giants move forward and take this franchise out of this rotten, awful place they have been really for the better part of the last 6 to 7 years. And it's really gotten rotten since the start of the 17th season. I think we could all agree on that. For Gettleman today, my biggest and my worst fears about keeping him were answered. because he basically admitted the point that I, and I think many others, have tried to make over and over again, that he grossly miscalculated where the Giants were at as a franchise back when he took this job over. You got the sense he finally came to the realization. I don't know if it was drafting Daniel Jones. I don't know if it's the way he handled last offseason, but his lack of initial vision was beyond shameful. And let's call it like it is. It has set the New York Giants back to where they had to come to their senses and know, hey, guess what? You can't rebuild and you can't try to win basically at the same time. If you think you could put a win-now team on the field by trying to rebuild this, rebuild that, good luck trying to make that work. And that is exactly what the Giants tried to do in doubling down on Eli Manning, which ended up being a monumental mistake and a waste of 2 years. By giving Eli Manning a $20 million option to be the quarterback of only, what, 2 games? Guy started 2 games in 2019 and got paid $20-plus million. Those are the sort of mistakes you can't accept. The Leonard Williams trade and trying to justify what was going on with that. I don't want to hear how great he was as far as stopping a run. You like Leonard Williams that much. With the amount of salary cap space you have, you don't make the trade that they made. You don't do it. It's not a good way of doing business. I guarantee you, a lot of Jet fans listening to the show right now are saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dave Gettleman, for chipping in and giving us 2 picks that we can use now in trying to rebuild our organization. You're going to judge Dave Gettleman from when he took over this job. You're not going to like a good majority of the results. You may like a couple of the drafts, but again, the vision of taking a guy like Saquon Barkley, special player, talented player, you don't take running backs at 2 when you're a team that's in the middle of a rebuild. Why? Because the position, very replaceable. Very much a dime a dozen type breed in the NFL. You don't waste primary resources on running backs. You don't do it. Unless everything else on your football team is looking mighty fine. And we know that was not the case for the Giants. But we could spend time looking at this, looking at that, nitpicking the last 2 years, and it's justified. And as I said when I came on the air, the minute we found out, Shurmur gone, Gettleman staying, I didn't like it. I didn't support it. Here's what we do know. He's going to be here. He is getting a rare chance in New York because for many guys who are failed coaches, executives, you name it, you don't normally get the do-over. You don't normally get a chance to try to go and get it right and try to do it again. Dave Gettleman's going to get that chance now. Even though he's not going to be the only guy responsible for hiring a head coach, he's in on the process. The Giants have salary cap space. They have a ton of glaring needs on this team. He's going to get a chance to address that. He's got a chance in the NFL draft to bring in some young players who can grow what you currently have with Jones at quarterback, with Barkley, who's going to be here at running back, with Darius Slayton, who I like, who you took in the draft last year. Can guys like Love and Baker and Ballantyne grow in that secondary? You've got to add to that. Can you find another pass rusher to put alongside Golden? Are you going to make sure that Golden is paid and he's the New York Giant? Gettleman will have that chance. He, by no means, should have earned your trust if you're a New York Giants fan. I don't think a good majority of Giants fans listening to this show are going to have the utmost confidence in a guy who has been as shaky at his job as you're going to find over 2 years. that Giant fan is not going to be overly positive about him getting it right. But here we are. Let the head coaching hires begin. And know this, the Giants, along with the Cleveland Browns, along with the Carolina Panthers, found out Thursday night that any of those potential coaching vacancies will not be the top dog because of what Jerry Jones decided to do. And I know there are a lot of Cowboy fans freaking out like 2 or 3 hours ago when there were Yahoo reports saying, oh, they haven't fired Jason Garrett. There's some rumors swirling that maybe Garrett could be retained as Cowboys head coach. There was no way in the world Jerry Jones was going to be dumb enough to do that. And you think about the Giants, yeah. For years, it was always the job that was the apple of the eye of the coaching candidates that are available. The idea of coaching the New York Football Giants, special, special job. You wonder if the presence of a guy like Dave Gettleman and what the Giants have gone through over the last couple of years puts a damper on that. I don't think that it necessarily will for a guy like Matt Rhule, who to me has those Giant ties. To me, he's ready to go coach in the NFL. I think he's maximized what he can do at a place like Baylor. But for somebody like Mike McCarthy, do I see Mike McCarthy right now coming in and wanting to form a partnership with Dave Gettleman? I, for one, do not. I would be very surprised if McCarthy is the next head coach of this team. Matt Rhule is a nice place to start your rebuild. That is the sort of guy I am looking to bring in, a leader of men, young, fresh ideas. You've been reading a lot about this these last couple of days. And Gettleman sounds like a fool when he starts talking about tech guys and this and that. I mean, we're not talking about the Geek Squad, for goodness sakes. We're talking about the sort of people you need to have in a modernized front office that's going to win. You want to have that mix, that blend of old school and new school alike. He will have to find that. The Giants will have to find that. Bringing in a coach who is taking names, kicking ass. That's what I'm looking for. I know some are scared off by the idea of a college coach. When a college coach has some tie to the NFL and he's a program builder, you know what? The Giants program right now needs to be rebuilt. They need to remember how to win again. Bringing in guys done a whole lot of winning, I don't care if it's coming from the college ranks or not. Man, I absolutely love that idea. But it's going to be a very fascinating couple of days around the Giants as they figure out who their next head coach is going to be. You know Dave Gettleman is going to be sticking around, and he admitted his vision for the Giants dead wrong 2 years ago. Dead wrong. Because he failed to realize the situation was not a win-now situation. He gets a second chance to do the rebuild the proper way. Hearing Dave Gettleman, whether it's at his presser, whether it's on this radio station, whether it's the media tour over the last couple of days, has that made you feel more confident that he's about to get things going in the right direction? Or is it very much a buyer beware?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.